Residents in the Eastern Panhandle continue to protest Denmark-based stone wool manufacturing facility Rockwool. For more than a year now, hundreds of residents still rally at commission and town council meetings in Jefferson County and at the Rockwool construction site in an effort to stop the plant from being built. Recently, a Shepherdstown resident traveled to Denmark to walk 70 miles from Kalundborg to Copenhagen to protest the facility. Tracy Danzy is a mother and a registered nurse. She's also the president of the anti-Rockwool group, Resist Rockwool. A few years ago, one of her legs had to be amputated after contracting a rare form of bone cancer, which she says was caused by pollution from heavy industry in her former hometown of Parkersburg, West Virginia. Liz McCormick spoke with Danzy via Skype just before she finished her walk over the weekend.
Tell us a little bit about why you're over there and what this message is that you're trying to send.
I am walking in the tradition, in the American tradition of marching for justice. My experience of being poisoned by industry is a huge motivator. As a nurse, my focus is often on health and the health of the community around me. So when I went into this process, I went in objectively when I started doing my research on what Rockwool was planning. I actually looked at this wondering if I was having an emotional response. So I attended symposiums, I did the independent research, I asked the specialists that I knew, and all of them continued to say, this is going to make your kids sick, this is going to make your vulnerable population sick.
And what sort of reaction have you gotten from the Danes?
We are recognized now when we walk into coffee shops, when we walk into restaurants. Most Danes, most regular people that we've spoken to have been aghast at what's happening. They are confused because here in Denmark, Rockwool is regulated and they pay their taxes. In West Virginia, Rockwool takes our tax money and has very little regulation, as many industries do in West Virginia. They are confused that a Danish company is acting this way in other places, and they are supportive. We have not yet run into a single Dane who has not thought that this was an unjustified opposition on our part.
And Rockwool has, of course, come out and said that they are following all of the state and federal standards when it comes to environmental protection. They've said that they will have their same standards that they have in Denmark. What do you say to all of that?
Well, they're not following Danish standards in America, A. We can prove that. We've had many conversations with many people while we've been in Denmark here. B, you know, Rockwool is lining up to take advantage of the lack of regulation that has always existed in West Virginia. What happened to me in Parkersburg, West Virginia, they were meeting all of the standards and regulations. And here I sit today in adulthood being one of the lucky ones that survived. So as I'm sitting here crooked in my seat, you know, because I don't have a hip and I don't have a leg on one side, it's really hard for me to not laugh when Rockwool says, well, we're meeting the standards and regulations. Well, yes, you are, but they're nearly non-existent.
What do you ultimately hope this walk will accomplish?
Well, ultimately, our goal is to prevent Rockwool and future heavy industry from destroying our iconic, beautiful Shenandoah Valley. But this walk, like many walks, is a starting point. This is a starting point for conversation. This is a starting point for communion. This is a starting point for future movement forward in a positive way. And we see this also as a starting point to let Rockwool know that we are in this conversation and we aren't going anywhere.
Again, that was Shepherdstown resident Tracy Danzy speaking with Liz McCormick last week. Danzy completed her 11-day, 70-mile walk from Kalundborg to Copenhagen over the weekend. She was protesting Rockwool in Ranson, Jefferson County. West Virginia Public Broadcasting reached out to Rockwool for comment. Rockwool spokesperson Michael Zarin emailed a statement saying Rockwool invited Danzy to their headquarters in Denmark. He says the Danish factory uses the same core technology that will be used in Jefferson County. Danzy did not accept that invitation, but instead invited Rockwool to visit Jefferson County to address community concerns.